So we referenced yesterday a comment of the Primigadim. The Primigadim is one of the great commentaries on Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and on Yoredeya. Especially when you learn Yoredeya, you learn Tairoves, Basar B'chalav, or those kinds of halachas, the Primigadim becomes all the more so critical. It's very sort of deep analysis, and it's very, very helpful. There is a sefer. It actually was not published originally as a separate sefer, but it is very, very famous, and it's something which is unique about the Primigadim. You will, once you hear it referenced today, I think depending on who you listen to, you will hear the sefer quoted and referenced fairly often. And that is the following. The Primigadim, aside from writing a wonderful sefer on as a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, he also wrote before different areas of halacha a psicha, an introduction. Sometimes you're going to approach a new area of halacha, and it's very helpful to have someone that can give you a brief overview, an introduction of many of the yesodos, which are going to be necessary and helpful in order to be able to understand, in order to be able to understand as well as possible what is going on in that particular siman. There are a couple of places where the Primigadim has longer psichas. As an example, before Hilchos Pesach, the Primigadim has, I believe, a bit of a longer hakdama. Because Hilchos Pesach is a little bit more complicated, and therefore being able to manage it becomes all the more so critical. But in the beginning of the Sefer, the Primigadim wrote what's called the Psicha Koleles of the Primigadim. The Psicha Koleles was the Primigadim's Hakdama to his Sefer Primigadim. If he wrote Hakdamas before each and every area, before Hilchos Tefillah, before different sets of halachas, if he wrote a Hakdama, so what's the goal of the Psicha Koleles? So the Psicha Koleles of the Primigadim is a Sefer, or is really an introduction, which is a broader overview for things that you want to be able to know throughout Torah as a whole. When you're learning Shas, you're learning Shulchan Aruch, so here is an overview of a variety of Yesodos, and the Primigadim and Psicha Koleles gives you those. Because the Sefer is so critical, because the Sefer, which gives you such an awesome introduction to so many concepts, and the Primigadim himself wrote in a little bit of a shorthand, often just referencing very quickly a Gemara here, a Mar Makom there. So there are a couple of editions of people put out separate editions of the Primigadim's Psicha Koleles. So here is one example, an edition of the Primigadim of his Psicha Koleles. It was originally a small Hakdama that was put out on the Primigadim. It was a Hakdama to his Sefer. It's written by Rav Eisenberger, who's a Talmud of Ner Yisrael. Now, I believe, in Michigan, that's when they put it the Sefer. The top is the Primigadim. What he did was as follows. Because the Yesodos are so critical, and sometimes it's hard to follow, and many, many Achronim discuss Yesodos in the Primigadim's Psicha Koleles, so he wrote an explanation a little bit and referencing additional Marmakomos. The Primigadim references a Gemara, whatever it is, so he'll give you the Gemara in the bottom and explain its connection. And there are a variety of Rishonim and Achronim that discuss and relate to what's in Psicha Koleles of the Primigadim. If you notice on Sachs, if you ever listen to Rav Sachs, often references and quotes the Psicha Koleles of the Primigadim. What's in the Psicha Koleles? Why is it considered to be such a helpful introduction to ideas relating to Torah Baal Peh, to the world of Shas, the world of Poskim? So there are five sections to the Psicha Koleles of the Primigadim. The fifth section is the one which matters least for us. That's really things, it seems to be things that were not included in the fourth, and additional things you want to sort of like throw in that relate to the first four. So it's almost like four primary sections, and a fifth section that comes afterwards. What are the sections? So I want to go through them because they are very helpful. The first section relates to sources and different madrigas within mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lo aseh. What is the status of different dinim and the nafkaminas as a result based on where they are learned from? So as an example, is there a difference even within dinei d'oraisa between those mikoros, those dinim, which are mifurash bikra, which are explicit in Chumash, and those that are learned through a gezeirah shava? Is there a difference between those that are learned through a gezeirah shava and those that are learned through a halacha l'moshe misinai? And what are the nafkaminas, even if they're all d'oraisa? What is the status of a din which is learned, like Kavod Shabbos and Onek Shabbos? What's the status of a din which may be learned through Divrei Kabbalah, that it may come through Nevi'im and Ksuvim? What exactly is that status? What is the status of dinim which are dinei d'rabbanan? And what are all the nafkaminas between all of these madrigas, going down to what is the status of minhagim? What's the status of things that are not found in psukim mefurash through gezeir shavar or hekesh? They're not found through lachamos mesinai. They aren't classic dinei derabanan. There's some considered to be a minhag which developed. And what's the status of what he calls mili de derech eretz umidas chasidas? Things which are not even binding altogether. That's the first chelik of the psukim koleles, giving us an overview of the different levels and categories of mitvos asay and mitvos los asay that a person may want to be familiar with. A person, in order to write the psicha kol LS, you have to have gone through everything. If you've learned the psicha kol LS, so when you're learning about different mitvos and different dinim, so you're automatically thinking, oh, when this comes up, this is why it's psicha to everything. Oh, this is the mucker that has implications in the following three areas. Here's a din learned from a pasuk in Navi that has implications, and what do we say? Savik d'raisa l'churma. Something learned by the Kula, something learned from Navi. That's all the first section. The second section has discussions of 10 different categories of people. Especially if you learn Mishnayos, you may pick up on the fact that Mishnayos often discuss, you know, relative status, Nashim, Avadim, Ktanim, Teirish and Shota, Tumtum and Droganis. There are different categories of people in Halacha that have their own unique status. You have one of two options. Either you can go through everything and figure out this is the exact status of Ketanim, of Avadim, of Nashim, or the Prima Gadim's Psicha Koleles goes through the status of a Cheresh, the status of a Shota, and to go through the various halachas that emerge and that are unique to those particular people. That's the second Chelek. It becomes very helpful, as you can probably envision, if you know it well. It gives a lot of different backgrounds. The third relates not to the source of mitzvos or to individual people, but it's the relative chiyuvim of different mitzvos, the punishments which sometimes come, and general ideas that relate to ideas of mitzvos. Discussions about things like mitzvos trichos kavana. Discussions like which mitzvos, when do you get the status of misa bidei shamayim and kares. Give carbonos, kares, malchus, makas mardus, punishments like kippah, that for not fulfilling different mitzvos, what exactly do you get, what do you not get, the relative punishments when it comes to observing those mitzvos. The fourth relates to a lot of, I would say, broader topics, topics like erech ha-ne'eman bisurin, topics like mitzvos lav lehenos denu, topics like safik doraisan, safik dirabanan, and a variety of other inyanim, shonim, other kinds of topics. To give an example, I don't know if we would recall this, but from the first shiur that we had in Bav Metzia, we actually quoted on the Mekoros sheet was a comment of the Psicha Koleles of the Prima Gadim. Why are we quoting the Psicha Koleles? Because he has a very, very helpful comment. So I've got one example of a comment which we've quoted, which can be massively, massively helpful. Give me 1 second to bring it up. And that's the following. The Prima Gadim writes in Chelek Hey. He organizes for us. You will find a line throughout Shas. And if you have the Hakdama, it's helpful. If not, it's very challenging. That one word is Chazaka. The one word is Chazaka. Chazaka comes up all over the place in Shas. And what the Prima Gadim does, the Psicha Koleles in Chelek Hey, is he gives us the different kinds of Chazakas that exist. And therefore, if you're learning Gemara, and you come across a particular chazaka, we're not going to ask questions under the presumption that all chazakas are the same. We're not going to try to assume that all chazakas are created equal, but we're going to know enough to know the different categories of chazakas that come up. That's part of what you get in the Prima Gadim. Like, it's a sefer which he went through all of it, he restructured and organized. And that's all in the Psicha Koleles, his Hakdama to Shulchan Aruch. It is not the easiest sefer to learn, which is why there are multiple editions that try and break it down. But this one small Hakdama gets published separately because of what I would say is it has like massive impact and almost like it has like a certain like ripple effect. If you know it, so you see things coming up all the time. If you don't know it, so we don't notice those things. But it gives a wonderful Hakdama, an overview of information, of nafkaminas, of dinim, which will allow a person to be able to navigate it well. Some refer to it, I don't know if he did, as a critical hakdama, if you want to be a Moreh Horah, you want to paskin shaila, it becomes very important to know the status of various mitvos and losases, the sources of them, the punishments of them, all the unique klali dinim which are going to come up throughout. So the Prima Gadim's Psicha Kolelas becomes an amazingly helpful guide in learning. So aside from the Prima Gadim himself, this Psicha Kolelas gets quoted. You'll hear it sometimes, someone referencing it. And if you ever see it quoted, it is really kedai to, you know, go through it a little bit to be able to get a degree of analysis and to understand some of the basics. That is the Prima Gadim's Psicha Kolelas.